This is old Blois, and I want to tell you some more about old Houston Ford. Now, you know he is this old boy that done a tour of duty over in Afghanistan. And old Carl runs his beer garden up here, and he brought old Houston down here and give him a job in his store down here, you know, selling groceries and different stuff down here. He don't work in the beer garden, or at least he didn't start out there. He just works in the store, and he sells everything down here but cigarettes. You know, Carl don't sell no cigarettes and don't allow no smoking. And what Carl said, you know, Carl is, he's one of these people that you don't have to wonder about where he stands, because he'll let you know. And he said that cigarettes was bad for people's health, and he said he wasn't going to sell nothing that would cause people to die, so he wasn't going to sell no cigarettes. And he said wasn't nobody going to smoke around his club, because it said that hurt other people too. Well, anyway, I'm getting away from the story, but old Houston come down here, and Carl was looking for some more entertainment for his club. And so he hired, you know, he had these Camden kittens that played every Thursday night. Well, he hired Houston to work in his beer garden as an entertainment, and he works every Monday and Friday, and you can hear old Houston down there. And he picks the guitar, and he plays in, I don't know if you are familiarized with this, but he plays that old finger-picking style that Mama Maybelle played, you know, with the Carter family way back yonder. Well, he plays that kind of style, and I mean he can play it too. And I guess Houston knows every country song that was ever sung or ever wrote. Or at least I ain't never found a song that he didn't know. And the people come down here, they just crowd in down here to hear him. I mean, you talking about somebody that can pick and sing. Oh, Houston can. And sometimes people holler out a song that just to try to see if old Houston knows it, because they want to trip him up on one of these old songs, and they ain't done it yet. Houston, whatever you want to hear, he'll play it for you, and he can sing too. And he plays, you know, Cowboy Copas and Carter Family and Webb Pierce and Hank Williams and Ernest Tubb. Any song that has ever been wrote or sung in country music. Now, he don't play none of this rock and roll, but he plays country music, and he can play it all. And one time I was talking to old Houston, and I said, Houston, I said, is that your real name, Houston? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I got that name. He said, I growed up in Houston. And he said, my daddy named me after the town and called me Houston. And he said, if you got a name like that, well, you got to live up to it. And he said, of course, he was, you know, kind of joking, but he said that's how he learned how to play the guitar, and said that's how he learned all them songs, said he had to live up to his name. Well, he is one of the most popular entertainers that they got down here, besides them Camden kittens, you know. He said he wasn't in no competition for them kittens. But anyway, that's the kind of thing that Houston can do, and you know, He's well liked down here by all the people. You know, they think a whole lot of old Houston Ford. But one person that I think that really does, I think, like old Houston, may be getting a little bit romantical about him is old Toots Adams, or Francine is what her real name is. You know, people have always called her Toots. But she teaches school down here. They hired her to teach after, Bernice Grantham got off and had that baby. Well, she left, and they hired old Toots, and she's been down here about a year and a half now, and she does a real good job. But she... I believe she's kind of interested in old Houston. And I tell you what happened. She was talking to me one time. I happened to be in the store, and Houston, you know, didn't know her. He had never met her. I mean, I guess he had met her, but he didn't know her. And so she was talking to me. And you know, old Francine is a real good dancer. She used to dance all down here. She does that ballet dancing, you know, where they kick way up high and everything. But she was talking to me, and she said that she really did want to learn square dancing because she wanted her kids, her kids that she teaches down there, she wanted them to learn square dancing because square dancing was, you know, popular down here, and she wanted to learn it, and she wanted to learn it to her kids. And she asked me, could I square dance? And I said, Lord, no, I can't square dance or do no other kind of dancing neither. And I said, I don't know anybody down here that could teach square dancing. I know some people that do it, but I don't think they could teach you how to do it. And old Houston was standing over there listening to us, and he said that he used to square dance, that he knowed all them square dances, and said he used to call them square dances. And he said he couldn't do it no more. He said he couldn't dance no more, not square dance. He said he could dance, but he couldn't do no square dancing because he said, you know, not being able to see that way, he'd run over people, and so he had to quit that. But she asked him, said, well, could you learn me how to square dance? And he said, well, he reckoned he could if she wanted to learn. And so he went down to the school the next day, and he showed her how to do-si-do and promenade, and he told her all the, you know, the words in square dancing, like you corner, you know, that's the person to your left, and you ta, that's your partner. I don't remember all he said, but he was telling me about it, told me all about square dancing. And anyway, he learned her how to dance, you know, what the moves was. And he told her that he could, he remembered all the dances, that he knowed how to call them, but said he just couldn't do them no more. And so she got to teaching her kids, you know, with Houston's help. He would come down there every day at 10 o'clock, and they would work on square dancing. And she got her kids, you know, they just think the world of old Houston. And so he got to teaching them how to dance, and he started calling them square dancing. And he calls he can do the Texas Star and the Four Gent Star and the Arkansas Traveler and I think's the name of Arkansas and Virginia Reel and different ones of them. You know, he knows all of them dances, and he's been doing it now for a long time, and he learned them kids how to do that. But what he done was in besides learning old Francine and them kids how to dance, well, see, he made a impression on Francine, and I think she kind of got a case on old Houston. And not only that, but I believe that he has got a case on her too. And they, you know, she comes down there to the store whenever she can, and they talk together, you know, he's real interested in her, and she's real interested in him. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit if they was to get engaged. And, you know, I think it would be a good thing for both of them, because I like both of them. I've always thought she was a real good old girl, and I've known her all of her life. Now, I ain't known Houston Ford that long, but he seems like a real good, decent person to me, and seemed like he's got a lot of moral character, you know, because he always wants to help people, and he'll do anything that he can for you. And I just believe that the time might come when old Francine and Houston might get married. And I believe if they did, it would be a real good thing for the community. Because old Houston he's come down here, and he's made himself a part of everything, and everybody likes him. And so I believe I'm just hoping. Of course, I know people are going to do whatever they want to do, but I'm just hoping that they do get together, because I believe it would be the best thing in the world for them. And I'm going to stop here, but I'm going to tell you one other story about old Houston Ford that would just tell you what kind of person he is. But I'm going to tell you something. Houston has got a whole lot of abilities that, you know, that you wouldn't know, you wouldn't suspect if you was just to meet him, because he don't brag. He don't tell you what he can do. But he does have a lot of abilities, and I'm going to tell you about one more in the next podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.